Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sabres victorious tonight in Ottawa at Canadian Tire Center. 3-1, the final. Buffalo with a strong third period, and they get a game-winning goal from Mark Jankowski in a very, very strange play. We'll break that down in a moment. Alex Tuck adds the empty netter, but Michael Hauser might be the story of the night. He's playing in his first game of the regular season, faces 44 shots, makes 43 saves, and leads the way. From start to finish, a big breakaway save in the opening minute or so of the game, and he plays great throughout, and the Sabres get a much-needed win tonight in Ottawa by a score of 3-1. As we welcome you here to the postgame, Brian Colziel with you along the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Thanks for being with us. Highlights coming up here in just a moment. Also, we'll hear from the players from Ottawa on the Zoom call. Also, Don Granato in his postgame comments, and we will get player reaction, and Paul Hamilton's reaction as well here, coming up as the Sabres getting it done here tonight by a final score of 3-1. But, I mean, let's start with Hauser. I mean, pretty tremendous game from him. I mean, I guess both he and Aaron Dell, you have to sit here and say that, you know, the games in Rochester that they've been playing as of late clearly have made a difference. They really helped out over the course of this last week or so. They've been getting pretty decent goaltending. Tonight from Hauser, I would call it great goaltending. And right away, Paul and I were talking about during the first intermission, Hauser gets tested right away with a breakaway and a follow-up, and he stands up tall right away, giving Buffalo that big save that we always been talking about here. Like, when are they going to get that big save? And they got it in this case, so that's a nice sign. Also, they get a goal early on, which they haven't been getting either. Dylan Cousins is ninth of the year. But the Sabres only give up one goal, and it's on the special teams with Ottawa's power play. Other than that, 5-on-5, they don't surrender a goal. And the Jankowski goal in the third, I mean, what a weird sequence. First of all, concerned to see how Kyle Okposo is. He got hit hard into the wall, then eventually went to the room. So we'll see what Don Granato has to say about Kyle here coming up. But there's, what, probably four Senators, maybe three Senators, a couple of Sabres, at least three of them. There's at least six or seven players up over along the wall. And then one of the Senators starts to skate away with the puck out of his own zone. Jankowski just says, I'll take that, and then goes in and scores on the breakaway. And he gives Buffalo a 2-1 lead, and everybody on the ice and the bench saying, what's going on here? Why wasn't it whistled dead? The officials and the linesmen were stepping into that, as Paul would say, schmozzle, trying to separate everybody, and the play just kind of kept going. There was a lot of pushing and shoving and guys on the ice, but there wasn't necessarily anything, and there wasn't any punches thrown, there weren't any gloves off, so the officials let things go, and well, for Buffalo's sake, it worked out great, because they end up getting the game-winning goal out of it, courtesy of Jankowski, and a pretty wild sequence, for sure, how that all ends up playing out. That was pretty amazing. All right, while we wait for the players, let's get the highlights in now. And they are brought to you by Jim's Steakhouse, celebrating 40 years of mouth-watering hoagies and chicken finger subs. We go to the first period, and the lone goal coming from the Sabres. Dylan Cousins sliding the puck by Forsberg to give Buffalo the early lead.
Cousins trying to find his way through, scores! That one looks like it went low along the ice and beats Forsberg, and Dylan Cousins opens the scoring with 7:53 to go in the first.
Cousins with his ninth of the season from Tuck and Butcher. That gave Buffalo a 1-0 lead. That was the score after one period of play. Into the second we go now, and Ottawa on the power play, and just earlier in the sequence, Tuck had a great chance to put Buffalo up two, couldn't get it done. It comes back down into the Buffalo end, and Batherson on the power play ties things up at one.
Shabbat again, holds it. Here's Stutzla, works it down low, jam play, Hauser first save, but the rebound is in as Batherson stayed with it. And once Hauser was down after the first one, it went top shelf, and it's a 1-1 game in Ottawa.
1-1 the score there. Batherson with his 11th of the season. And that put the Senators on the board and tied things up one apiece. Then we go to the 10:03 mark, and Buffalo getting the game winner here.
It's okay, Mark, hello, Jankowski, everyone. Mark Jankowski
with his second of the night.
Proposal, and the veteran will bring it up to center ice. Takes a big hit out to center as he made the dump in. And now Pezzik comes in, Olofsson as well, and the Sabres are going to get away from the crowd. Now Jankowski's got behind. Everybody scores! While all heck was breaking loose in front of the benches, the puck comes free, and Jankowski says, I'm taking it to the house. It's 2-1 Buffalo.
Dan Dunleavy on the call. Jankowski, the game winner. It's the play of the game brought to you by Seneca Sports Lounge. You can bet on Buffalo with Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Tuck's game winner makes it 3-1. We're ready to hear from Jankowski. Let's go live to Ottawa.
We had a hungry mentality in the third. You know, it was a tie game going in there, and we knew we had more to give. And we were in a position there to win a period and win a game. So, we had some good talks in the locker room, and we knew what we had to do to come out and win that game.
Mark, from basically the opening faceoff, Michael Hauser was just locked in his game. Just how much confidence did he give you guys, and just what did you see from him tonight?
He was unbelievable tonight. I mean, a few times there, you know, he bailed us out huge, especially in the first two periods there. And he was unbelievable for us back there. We have the most confidence in him, and he's just, you know, a great guy, someone that that everyone in that locker room loves to battle for and loves to play in front of. And you know, he gives us that confidence back there. And he was amazing tonight.
Mark, we saw Hauser certainly here last year and the story he was. And what have you learned about him this year in Rochester and just the way his teammates gravitate to him and really support him?
Yeah, like I was just saying, he's one of those guys that everyone loves to battle for. He's a great guy in the locker room, and obviously he's a great goalie on the ice too. So, just kind of following the story of him last year when I wasn't here, it was an unbelievable story from the outside looking in to follow, and then getting to know him this year, it just made it even that much better for knowing how good of a guy he is and how much everyone just loves him and loves to battle for him. So it's awesome to see him have success here.
Thank you.
Mark, how much did the stick together mentality that you guys had in this game really help you guys maybe come together to come out and get a victory?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like I said, going into that third period, we knew it was a tie game and one that we knew that we could battle to win a period, to win a game. And we came together a lot in that third period, and I think we need to build off that going forward.
And thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Jankowski, again, that play of the game, he gets the game winner. All these players shoving by the bench. Jankowski is elsewhere and trying to play the puck. That's the epic example of playing to the whistle. There was no whistle. And it ends up being a spot where he ends up taking the puck away from one of the Senators coming out of the zone. If you saw the replay on MSG, for those of you that watched it, it was very, very interesting to see there were almost four players on each side or over by the bench, and then you've got an Ottawa player kind of coming out of his zone. Jankowski strips it from behind and then ends up just going in and ends up beating Forsberg, on the near side with a nice little shifty move, and that gave him the 2-1 lead, and then, of course, the Sabres end up winning it with the empty net goal. Tuck definitely the insurance that they needed as Buffalo got that empty net goal with 40 seconds left in the game to put Buffalo up 3-1. We should expect to hear more from the locker room in Ottawa. I'm guessing we'll hear from Michael Hauser. He was just tremendous in this one tonight. He ends up facing 44 shots, makes 43 saves in the win for Buffalo. And the Sabres will next go ahead and they'll play on Thursday. They'll be home for the Dallas Stars. And then Saturday, they will be home for the Philadelphia Flyers. So two more home games coming up here after this visit back. Again tonight, if you're wondering where Vinny Hinostroza was, out with an injury, still no timetable on that. Maybe we'll find out from Don Granato tomorrow. And then Tage Thompson didn't play because of the COVID protocols in Canada. Then we know the Canadian government says that it has to be 10 days, not 5 like it is in the U.S. So that's why Thompson didn't play, even though the fact that he had been cleared from COVID protocol. Different rules in different countries. We know that. That's just how it's been with COVID. So that's why Thompson didn't play tonight. No injury there. But Hinostroza, there is an injury. We'll find out more, we hope, from Don Granato. Injury report brought to you by Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' compensation and personal injury attorneys, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Okay, the Sabres are telling us that Michael Hauser will be next. So we'll obviously get a chance to hear what he has to say following this win here tonight by the Sabres. Final stats while we wait. Shots in the third, Buffalo out shooting Ottawa there, 11-10. And it ends up in the overall final, Ottawa with 44 and Buffalo with 32. Power plays. Sabres only got two of them, and they go 0 for 2 in the night. Ottawa had five opportunities, and they go 1 of 5. So Buffalo there, I guess 1 out of 5, still not great that you give one up. But the power play, still not to me where I think it needs to be. No Thompson. Obviously, no Mittelstadt, too. There are some other players that would be involved there, but I think the Sabres special teams why hasn't been as of great as it has been as of late. We know, and Paul and I talked about Olsson being a big piece of why the power play is not clicking maybe at the rate that it needs to be. He needs to score, and he needs to do a much better job in terms of getting pucks on the net. He was very hesitant tonight, Paul had mentioned, during a couple of his opportunities that he had on the power play in the second period. In goal tonight, Hauser with the win, 43 saves. Antoine Forsberg, the loss, 29 saves. Your three stars, Alex Tuck, who had a goal and an assist, he's star number two. Thomas Chabot with an assist, star number two. And Michael Hauser, of course. It seems like the no-brainer tonight. 43 saves, star number one. No attendance tonight at Canadian Tire Center, remember, due to the COVID restrictions. Empty building. Sabres will play in front of some fans at KeyBank Center on Thursday when they take on the Dallas Stars, as Dallas makes their only visit to Buffalo this season. And then we get to see Philadelphia on Saturday. That is a 1 p.m. puck drop. And, of course, you'll hear both those games right here on the Sabres radio network. You may have heard from Rob Ray there that the NHL is expected to announce these postponed games that have been piling up. The Sabres, I believe by last count, have 5 games postponed. They had 3 going into the Christmas break. Then they had one after the Christmas break. And then they had one in Montreal in January. So they've got 5 games to make up. And we know that there's a big 3-week window in February where they have no game scheduled at the moment. And that's where they're planning on putting, they hope the league does, all of them in those spots. So we'll see maybe tomorrow what that schedule actually looks like. And obviously there are some home games in there too. So I think, an opportunity to see maybe a chance if you want to get down to some of those games, we'll find out. Okay, Michael Hauser is now speaking live in Ottawa. Let's take you to the Zoom call.
First 2 minutes. Tell me about the save on Formanton, the breakaway, the rebound. And just what did that mean for you to come up with a stop like that and get you right in the game 2 minutes in?
Yeah, it's actually really nice. It's came in and the puck kind of like bounced on him, hit something in the ice. It looked like maybe 10 feet out from me. I actually had one similar in Syracuse, maybe just like 2 weeks ago. The puck was rolling on him, and I tried to poke check a couple weeks ago. He got feet between my arms. So I kind of just wanted to play it a little bit more patient and just, you know, because I figured he would, you know, try to just get a shot off any way he could, just because the puck was rolling and it wasn't really a good scoring chance anymore for him. So we did that. And then, you know, after that, you just try to kind of let your athleticism take over. Caught a good edge and came over from my right to left, kind of stayed with it. But you're right, it definitely builds confidence going into it from there, gets you into it quick.
Michael, as you went through that game, it looked like a lot of the Senators were around your crease. It looked like you were fighting through them a lot and really had to battle through that game to get your position. Was that true?
Yeah, I thought we did a pretty good job of boxing out, to be honest. I can remember a couple where I saw very clean from the point, and I looked up after because I controlled the rebound. There was a whistle. I looked up and our D was pushing their guys, you know, out of the crease. So I thought we did a really good job of boxing out and helping me see the puck even better. But, you know, they're going to have traffic at times. And, you know, that's my job to battle through it. I had eyes on pretty much all of them tonight, which is always a good thing.
What I meant is it just seemed like they were getting a piece of you. I could see you were seeing the puck, but it seemed like they always wanted to be around you, like hit your shoulder, just get a piece of you. Were they trying to make contact?
Maybe a little bit, but nothing that, you know, twist or turn me at all. Good thing about the NHL is you could challenge goalie interference if the ref doesn't call it. So you play through any contact here, and something happens that, you know, we have good video guys to go over that kind of stuff.
Hi, Michael. When did you find out you would be starting? And I know you don't expect to start, but you look at the schedule and it seems like, you know, you would probably get a game this week. Did you think maybe you would get a game this week?
Yeah, I thought possibly. They told me the day before the Red Wings game, when we were practicing, just they had decided on this game, so be ready. And then, so I prepared like it was going to be my game. And then they let me know that I was playing when we got on the plane last night to come here.
Michael, what was the emotion for you when Tuck's empty netter went in, and then when that buzzer went off, knowing you had a W here?
Yeah, I was pumped. Time you can seal it with an empty netter and, you know, not run out the last 40 seconds, but you know, 2-goal lead for 40 seconds off, I like our chances. So it's much better than them buzzing around with 6-on-5 with only up a goal. It's more fun to play those last 40 after Tucker buried that. That was huge.
And what about when the buzzer went off?
I don't know, there was like a little something going on, so I tried to look up and see what was happening, but you know, it's fun to see the boys so happy for, not only for me, but just to win. You know, I think we've been playing pretty well, at least since I've been here. And, you know, I've watched quite a bit of the games from Rochester. And, you know, the team is playing so much better than, you know, even last year. But, you know, the beginning of this year, too, you can just see the team getting better and better. And, you know, to be a little part of it and to get a win for the boys, it's feels really good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay. Okay, Michael Hauser there, picking up his first NHL win of the season with the Sabres in an impressive performance. 43 save, first star, as Buffalo defeats Ottawa by a score of 3-1. Sabres have been playing good on the road, 4-2-2 in their last eight. Now, can they get something done at home? They haven't been good there at KeyBank Center. Two more home games this week. Dallas Thursday, Philadelphia on Saturday afternoon. We'll have both those games for you. 7 o'clock on Thursday night and 1 o'clock on Saturday. Okay, for all of our local affiliates, at this time we're going to say goodnight to you. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com. And for all of you on our flagship in Buffalo on WGR, still got Don Granato's postgame comments. Still got Paul Hamilton's take. All coming up. Final score from Ottawa. Sabres 3, Senators 1. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey station.
And it's back the other way, inside the Buffalo line, deflected on net, and a good patch saved by Hauser to kick that one free.
Michael Hauser, the story of the game. There, one of his 43 saves. Dan Dunleavy on the call. And Buffalo getting it done by a final score of 3-1. As we welcome you here into the postgame show, Brian Colziel with you, TJ Luckman, our network producer, Paul Hamilton, our reporter. Paul will join us in just a few moments with his thoughts on the game. Kyle Powell on our social media and game story. Check it out, WGR550.com. And, of course, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray on the call. All right, while we wait for Coach Granato, let's get some scores in from around the league. Islanders in a shootout win in Philadelphia. They beat the Flyers by a score of 4-3. Hurricanes with a touchdown in Boston tonight. They roll the Bruins 7-1. The final in that one. Overtime, Tom Wilson getting the game winner. Capitals beat the Jets by a score of 4-3. Game's going on right now. Early third period in Nashville. Canucks a 2-1 lead on the Nashville Predators. Canadiens up 2-0 in Dallas on the Stars. That one is late in the second period of play. End of one in Calgary. Flames up 2-0 on the Panthers. 10:30 tonight, the Lightning are hosting the Los Angeles Kings. So those are your games going on right now. Big Four college hoops locally here in Western New York tonight. One team gets a win, so we'll start there. Niagara comes back in the second half, winning at Manhattan 72-63. Purple Eagles improved to 8-8 on the season. St. Bonaventure, a rough one in A-10 play tonight at Dayton. They lose to the Flyers 68-50. The Bonnies are now 10-5 of the season. Earlier this afternoon, Canisius lost on the road at St. Peter's. Peacocks win at 65-57. UB was supposed to play at home tonight against Central Michigan, but due to COVID issues on the Central Michigan side, that game has been postponed. UB next in action on Friday, that Friday night at home. Syracuse starting the second half right now at the Carrier Dome. They're trying to improve on their 8-9 record. They're leading Clemson right now by a score of 43-39. There's your look at local college hoops and the NHL scoreboard. Our final tonight, Sabres 3, Ottawa 1. Let's take a look at the standings here while we wait to see where the Sabres sit. It seems like they're going to be stuck kind of where they are for a while in the division unless they go on a winning tear or a losing tear. The Red Wings are 10 points ahead of Buffalo, with 41 in fifth, and the Sabres have 31 now after their win tonight. Ottawa is the next team behind Buffalo, and they're 7 points behind the Sabres. Now, Ottawa does have 7 games in hand. So at some point, when the Senators get all their makeup games in, they will have an opportunity to pass Buffalo for sure. But right now, at the moment, the Sabres are locked into sixth place for quite some time. It would take a very good run to pass Detroit, and it would take a losing streak plus Ottawa getting some of their makeup games in where they're getting points for Buffalo to get passed by the Sens. So for now, it's going to be the Sabres in sixth in the Atlantic for quite some time. Florida and Tampa right now tied atop the division. They are playing as good as anybody in the National Hockey League. Florida's offense is ridiculous. They have 158 goals for. Just so you can get some comparison, the next best in the East is Tampa with 135. The best in the Metro is Washington with 133. Again, Florida with 158. In the West, the only team even close is Colorado. They've got 156, so they are kind of close. But Florida's offense has been tremendous this year. So the Atlantic reads Florida, then Tampa, Toronto, Boston, Detroit, Buffalo, Ottawa, and then Montreal. Buffalo's next opponent is Dallas. The Stars right now are sitting in sixth in the Central. They are 18-15-2, 38 points. They are two back of Winnipeg and are two ahead of Chicago right now coming in. Dallas so far, coming into the game, they have lost two straight and are 5-5 in their last 10. Sabres victorious 3-1. Don Granato has made his way to the podium in Ottawa. Let's take you there live to hear from the Sabres.
Don, in the third period, you guys, I think, saved your best for last. You were able to generate some offensive opportunities and get some offensive zone time. What went better for you in the third to be able to generate some?
Well, we talked last night about growing pains in the third period, really the last 10 minutes last night. And our guys responded to that. I mentioned even to the guys, we talked about growing through what happened last night. We have another opportunity at that tonight was that. It was a tight game. Obviously, it was a 1-1 game in the third. We had to play aggressive and, smart and stay alert for opportunity as well as defend. And we thought our guys elevated the compete where last night we had that. It was a hesitation on the other side.
Don, how much did Michael Hauser's game tonight start right with that breakaway in the first 2 minutes and just carry all through the night?
That was spectacular, and it did carry through the night. He, as I talked earlier in the day, yesterday, whenever it was, we were talking about goaltenders and him starting. He's prepared for opportunities, and he was ready. He was ready. He's the type of goaltender that, some goaltenders, there's a breakdown in front of them. They give up a goal and they put their arms in the air like the guy in front of them had a breakdown. That's why the goal went in. And then there's other types of goaltenders that there's a breakdown in front of them and they welcome it. They say, this is why I'm a goaltender. I want this. I want shots. I want opportunities. And, Michael's that type of personality. He's in that position because he wants to make saves and none bigger than obviously early in the game breakaway when it's a one-on-one challenge. I think he made a couple on that one.
And just how good was it to see at the moment of the buzzer that the way the team gravitated to him, knowing his story last year and, the way he pulled through for them again tonight?
Yeah, and it carried over into the locker room, Mike. That was the talk in the locker room. His teammates wanted him to talk after. He's one of those guys that inspires others. And the performance tonight was inspiring, and the guys felt that and – carried on into the locker room for quite a while afterwards.
Obviously, Jankowski's goal was pretty different. What did you think as you saw it unfold? Were you surprised the whistle didn't blow?
We were yelling too many men on the ice because they had like six guys on the ice at that point. And then keeping an eye on the scrum there, and then all of a sudden, the surreal happening. Turn, look a little further, and Jankowski's going in on a breakaway. So great job by him still paying attention. I think he stripped a guy that might have been going the other way. So really, 30 years of watching hockey and being around hockey, that's something that was first time happening. Just a surreal occurrence.
Thank you.
Don, Samuelson led you in ice time tonight. You put a lot of trust in him just in two games that he's played so far. What are you seeing from this young kid?
There's good reason to put trust in him. He was good. You see the size, the strength, the athleticism. He's an intelligent player, makes good reads, and makes the game look simple. But a lot of, PK clears. I think all our people. Really, really good tonight as far as their compete level and battle. But yes, in particular, Matthias did a very nice job, and we had no problem putting him out there and using him back-to-back nights. He's a young guy, skating well, and he's such an efficient skater too. He plays efficiently there, so that was a reason for more minutes. Just minutes are less taxing to him because he has the ability to play efficiently.
Don, what's the situation with Kyle? What's your level of concern there?
Yeah, I mean, always concerned, especially, the hit that he did take, the sacrifice. We had to get a puck deep there and left himself exposed and vulnerable to that hit. And, when you do that, obviously you're doing that for the team. You know, on the coaching side and the other players on the team, you feel that. I mean, you feel that. You feel pain in that as well. And it's making that sacrifice to win a hockey game. And obviously I don't have a report on him. He's still being looked after right now. But, there's obvious concern to any injury. And then you add those factors in. It adds to it, I guess.
Thank you, Don. That's all from Zoom.
Okay. I just got one. Did Michael talk?
Michael did talk, and he's again, he's very inspirational guy, passionate guy. It's fun to listen to as well.
Thanks. Okay. There's Sabres head coach Don Granato, just adding to our earlier injury report about Kyle Laposo. He said that there's not an official report, but he is concerned. Obviously, Laposo taking a hit to the head on the wall there. We know with his history that it's not good. And Laposo got off on his own power, but then when he got over the bench, for those of you that maybe were watching the MSG broadcast, he got up and... Again, I'm not playing doctor here, but he looked like he was a little foggy as he was kind of trying to get by each guy to go down the tunnel. And let's just hope that Oposo's okay. We know that he's had concussion issues in the past, and every time he gets involved with something that involves any sort of high contact with his body or his head area, we obviously know that there's some sharp concern there right away. But, yeah, how about that with Samuelson? Just a tremendous... tremendous, I guess, trust you'd say that Granato ends up giving him all that ice time, and he's earned it. I mean, in these two games that he's played, I mean, I have not seen a moment ever where I'm sitting here saying like, oh, geez, I don't like what Samuelson did there. Like, he's when you're quiet and you come in and you just do your job as a youngster. I mean, Samuelson's a plus two tonight. He plays over 22 minutes. That's really good stuff from a young guy. You wonder if he's going to be up here now for quite a while. I mean, we see Krebs got called up, has impressed enough, hasn't gone back. I don't think there's any thought that he's going to go back anytime soon. And definitely Samuelson, I think, has provided a nice spark in that sense as well. More pieces of the puzzle coming together every time, though. It's like, oh, one more piece comes in, then you get something like, oh, is there an Oposo injury? Something like that, just... When will all these pieces be healthy, be off the COVID list, be available, be up from Rochester? Like, just when are all these pieces going to be together? And I understand when you play an 82-game season that lasts almost 6 months, like, you're going to go through spells where you're going to be without guys. But, man, it just seems like the Sabres just cannot catch a break anytime they see, even tonight. Like, they win tonight, and... Tage Thompson doesn't play. Why? Well, you're playing in Canada, so you just catch that bad break. This is just what the Canadian government's deciding to do with COVID. They're wanting 10 days coming off of COVID, not five like here in the U.S. Whether you agree or disagree, it's just another thing that just happens, and Thompson doesn't play. And now Hinostroza, who's been, I think, a real nice piece this year. That's, I'd call it a more quieter pickup from Kevin Adams, but it's worked out really nice. And Hinostroza left... the game against Detroit the other night, no update there. But now look, you've got Hinostroza, you've got Oposo. Those are two regular guys and a big leader in Oposo that, who knows? Again, I don't want to stay here that Oposo's out or anything. We don't know for sure. But it's very frustrating with this team because you're thinking like, are they, is Don Granato building something? Every time you feel like you take a step forward, then it's two steps back. And part of it is it's not all bad luck either. It's circumstance. Some of it's on them. Last night, it's on them. You're up 2-0 in the third, and you blow a two-goal lead. Like, that's on them. That's the, hey, you're taking a step forward, and you take two steps back. That's on your own. That's on your own doing. But the pieces that sometimes you can't control, injury, COVID, all that sort of stuff, like, it's just, I understand the frustration from fans that every time it seems like, okay, another piece to the puzzle is getting close, well, then you rip two out and you're back to square one. 3-1 the final. Here's Paul Hamilton to finish up our post game. Paul, let's start with Michael Houser, first star, 43 saves. What a performance by him tonight.
Yeah, it was. He was just great. And the thing, he got confidence early. You hate to see a breakaway that early, but for him to start, you know, be able to stop Formenton on the breakaway, Stutzel on the rebound, and that's right off the bat. I mean, he has to get a lot of confidence off that, saying, oh, yeah, that's right, I played well in the NHL last year, I can do this type of thing. And, you know, he obviously would be the first star of the game. I'm sure he got the first star of the game. I don't know who else would have.
He did, yes.
Yeah. And there's some other things I liked about this game, too. The fact, I mean, how many years has it been? I think we got to go back to Ray and Bugner and May and Barnaby to find guys that actually stood up for their teammates. And, you know, Hayden, not a good fighter, but he certainly was there right away when Tkachuk takes Butcher's head off. And then Oposo gets nailed into the wall. And right, I believe it was Brännström that did that. And Mark Pesek, who is not a guy who is going to be a fighter or anything, he dives right in there and everybody's in the schmozzle. Jankowski's down ice following the puck, so he doesn't even see the schmozzle. But, and we'll get into that in a minute. But just the fact, I saw Craig Rave tweet something that good things happen when you stand up for each other and stick up for each other. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, I don't care that Hayden got an instigating penalty on that play. Get in there, kill it. And that's actually what he did. Not only does he go in there, defends a teammate, but they kill the penalty. They do a good job in killing the penalty. And that even gives you more confidence as a team and brings you more closer together. And I just want to see more of that, you know, that they continue to do those types of things. You know, you last night when Asplund got hurt, Cousins was right there, you know, and I just need to see more of that. And I agree with Craig that, you know, teams that do that are closer together and good things do happen. But it was interesting is that schmozzle was going on. Here come the Senators up ice. Brown has the puck. He's looking up ice, and all he sees is one teammate in front of him and Houser. Everybody else is at the wall, including one extra guy for Ottawa since they had six guys on the ice. And the whole schmozzle is there. And I think Olsson might have been the first one to see these two Senators coming, and he broke off. And somebody broke off behind him. It might have been Asplund. You know, they were just looking. But what a play by Jankowski to lift the stick and turn the other way and walk in on a breakaway and score the goal. So, you know, as he said when we spoke with him, he didn't know what was going on. But all of a sudden they're coming up ice, and it's him and two Senators, and he's trailing the Senators. And if he doesn't grab that puck, maybe it was Samuelson. I know Olsson was the first one off of it, and it might have been Samuelson the other one. You know, those two were maybe going to get back, but they were in the middle of that schmozzle as Ottawa was coming up ice. So not only is Jankowski's stop would have been a possible breakaway, he gets one himself.
Yeah, it was a pretty amazing play. I mean, I'm shocked that they didn't blow the whistle. Don Granato is saying that they're screaming on the bench for too many men on the ice. It did look like Ottawa had too many guys, but you know what? The linesmen, nobody dropped their gloves. Linesmen were separating them, and I'm sure the referees were yelling to, you know, continue play as we've heard them do before. And
well,
heads
the puck
up play
wasn't
by Jankowski
in there, Ryan,
for sure.
Either. You got to remember when they're screaming, move it, move it, move it. Well, the puck wasn't in there. The puck was down
ice. Oh, that's right.
Ice.
The puck would be in the. That's right.
You know, so they wouldn't – the only reason they would have – should have blown the whistle is for a too many men on the ice penalty for Ottawa. Ottawa did have control of the puck, but they weren't calling a penalty on that. There was – the referees – I saw the whole ice. I saw a shot of it. Neither referee had his arm up for a too many men on the ice penalty. So, yes, they should have blown the whistle, but the reason they should have blown it was because Ottawa had too many men on the ice and should have been called a penalty. Not because the schmozzle was going on, because the puck was loose in the Ottawa end.
Paul, how about the excuse me here. Just lost my train of thought. I was looking at that. How
well,
about Samuelson
like
tonight?
That's what I do usually.
I'm staring at the score sheet, looking at Samuelson's name, and all of a sudden, like, the word just wouldn't pop out here. So, yes, I had a Paul moment here. Matias Samuelson, plus two, 22 minutes plus, 30 shifts, and he's out there at the end. I know you asked Don Granato about it, so obviously he was impressed, too, to see his performance again tonight.
Well, he led them in ice time. Didn't lead the game in ice time. Shabbat plays a lot. And he did again for Ottawa, 30 minutes and 41 seconds. But it wasn't Dahlin. You know, Tuck had 20 minutes, 39. Dahlin had 19, 32. And here's this 21-year-old Matias Samuelson, who's playing his second NHL game this year. And he goes 22 minutes. And I talked about him yesterday in my article, how impressed I was with him. And I was more impressed in this game. This is a good player. And it's just a shame he got hurt in training camp, because he would have made the team. And they got to make room for him. They've got to. Whatever they have to do, I mean, he should be one of their six defensemen dressed every game. I don't care if he got a wave Butcher. I'd have to look. I think – I'm not sure what Bryson has to do with waivers. If Bryson can go down without waivers, to me, that's the play right there. I think they flip, because to me, Samuelson is ahead of Bryson in his development and to me on the depth chart. And, you know, when you think down the road to next year, probably next year, your left defensemen are Power, Dahlin, and Samuelson. And to me, that's your left D for years to come. And I think that's a very, very solid group of left defensemen that you have, especially since Samuelson would be your number three. Now, can he play right? I'll have to ask him. I don't know. You know, they're a little short on the right-hand side, but if he can play right, then maybe, you know, you pair him with Power. You know, you've got Dahlin with Joakim Harju. Maybe if he can play right, you pair him with Power. I don't know. But, you know, we'd have to find that out, and that's something you'd probably look at in training camp. But I don't want to get too carried away with just two games, but I remember seeing him last year. You and I did broadcast a game from the Prospects Tournament. We saw it ourselves, where he's the best player on the ice before he got hurt. He had three block shots in this game to lead the team, and I'm just thoroughly convinced that this is going to be a very good defenseman for the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, Paul, look at the road record as of late. 4-2-2, and guess what? The Sabres have to play two in a row at home now. Dallas and Philadelphia, these on paper are winnable games. Can they start playing better at home here, I guess, maybe if they want to start feeling good about their overall game?
Yeah, I mean, they played good enough to beat Detroit for 50 minutes. I mean, you look at, you know, their home record, there's two wins right there they should have had against Detroit with two goal leads. It happened twice. But, you know, they're 4-2-2 in their last eight games. They've picked up points in six of their last eight games. And one of those two losses was that stinker in Detroit, which might have been their worst game of the year, after they played maybe one of their best games of the year in Nashville before that. They played pretty well in Minnesota too. But, you know, and these four wins, you know, came, you know, Minnesota and Winnipeg, you know, in Nashville, three very difficult places to play. I'm not going to say Ottawa is a difficult place to play. But three of the four wins were very quality wins for them. But that's the maddening thing about it. I mean, going into tonight's game, they're still the 29th-ranked team in the NHL. Now, right ahead of them in points percentage was the Ottawa Senators. They may have flipped with Ottawa taking a loss and Buffalo getting a win. When you're looking, because you got with seven games in hand with Ottawa, you got to look at points percentage. You can't be looking at points with seven, you know, being seven games in hand. And Buffalo may have passed them as far as points percentage goes with that victory over them.
Paul, thank you very much for all your work tonight. Great job as always. And I'll see you Thursday with the Sabres and Stars from KeyBank Center.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton, he'll have more later tonight. His thoughts, WGR550.com. And that will put a wrap on our postgame for tonight. I want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer, Kyle Powell on our social media and game story, Paul Hamilton, you just heard from him, our reporter, pregame show hosts, Shopo the Bulldog, game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Wright. I'm Brian Colesill. Thank you for listening. Final again from Ottawa. Sabres 3, Senators 1. We'll talk to you Thursday night from downtown Buffalo with the Sabres and the Dallas Stars right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.